Phoneboy Speaks, episode 530, Less Pictures, More Presence. When I was in Australia last week, I took a lot of pictures. My daughter wanted me to take pictures because she'd found out about Australia and spent a lot of time learning about it a couple years ago from one of her teachers. And so she wanted to see pictures, naturally. And it's a place I hadn't been before, so of course I wanted to take pictures too. But here's the thing, and I think this is you know, true now. I mean, it used to be that we would only take a few pictures because, you know, film was expensive, developing it was expensive, cameras were expensive, and so you only took a couple of pictures, and you maybe had one chance to get a picture of any given thing. You had to conserve. You know, now we're carrying around camera phones that take fantastic pictures, and we can take, you know, easily hundreds of pictures. And even with digital cameras, I mean, it's you can still take a lot of photos. And so, but here's the issue with that, though. First of all, you know, we now have, you know, many more representations of an event. So, and you may even get photo if you're with other people. Of course, they're going to have their, you know, their camera phones and take their pictures. And so, but what's interesting is, and I noticed this myself, is that when I'm trying to take a picture of something, it looks different. It actually just looks different than when I'm looking at it. And part of it is because you're taking something that is, you know, that's maybe big in your vision, and you're now looking at it through this little tiny, on this little tiny screen, and you're trying to take a picture of it. And, you know, the phone, you know, cameras, you know, I don't know, they add their own interpretation of the event. And so it doesn't look exactly the same way as you remember it. So, you know, for example, the Sydney Opera House looks, way smaller on the phone screen than it does when I'm looking at it live. But it turns out also that by spending all the time taking pictures, you're actually robbing yourself of time remembering and actually experiencing the event that you're trying to capture in the first place. So this is interesting, and I think it's, and I've noticed this myself, just because it seems like, yeah, I'm not really, because your focus on the thing you're trying to take a picture of, you're actually focusing on taking the picture, not the thing. And so you're missing out on little things about this, about the experience, right? You're missing out little things on the things that you're taking a picture of. I don't know. And of course, now with, you know, if you're taking lots of pictures of your kids or not, you're not experiencing your kids, you're experiencing taking pictures of your kids, which is very different than experiencing what your kids are doing. So, so maybe, right, we should lay off the camera phones a little bit and enjoy life more. And that was something that I tried to do when I was in Australia. I really wanted to just take it all in. But I, of course, as I said, I took pictures. And so, but you know, there's a fine line, I guess, between too many and too little. And there's been some studies that suggest that, yeah, we remember less when we're spending all of our time taking pictures and not just enjoying the moment for what it is. So, I guess less pictures, more presence, as it were. That seems like a good mantra to live by.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.